Welcome back to News Talk 1370 WCOA, Real News with Rick Alston. Thank you for listening. It's Tuesday, September 14th, almost halfway through the month. The hot topic nationally, and it's going to be a hot topic here, are President Biden's mandates for vaccinations. He's already set forth that they're going requiring federal employees and workers on government contracts to get vaccinated. The Labor Department, OSHA, will issue a rule with emergency authority in the coming weeks to require employers with more than 100 employees to ensure their workers get vaccinated or tested weekly. This is a really hot topic. In our market in Escambia County, we've got 39 employers that have over 100 employees. So it's going to have an impact here in Pensacola. To help us understand it, we're bringing in ABC News contributor, attorney, political commentator, former spokesman for the Justice Department and the Trump administration, Sarah Isger. Sarah, thank you for coming on the show.
Thrilled to be here.
What do you see the politics on this? We've got governors lining up against it already. We've got business employers very nervous about what it does to their pool. How do you see the politics? And you being an attorney, how does the law play out in this?
Two really different questions. So on the politics, the White House feels really good that they're on the side of the smart polling here. They point to a poll that shows 60% or so of Americans are in favor of vaccine mandates. That number goes a little higher when you talk about healthcare workers, a little lower when you talk about individual employers. But, 75% of adult Americans at this point have been vaccinated. So it's hard to imagine, even among those who are maybe pro-vaccine personally but against the mandate, that would be a huge motivating factor to vote against Democrats in the 2022 midterm. But Republicans feel like this is a potentially Obamacare moment for them, something that can really put the party together, galvanize them against government overreach by the Biden administration, even if you happen to be pro-vaccine. Now, legally, a whole different can of worms for the administration. There is a lot of legal questions over this. So, for instance, just to give you the highest level picture, OSHA has used their emergency powers 9 times in history. They were brought to court 6 times, and they lost in 5 of those 6. So they're like the New York Jets when it comes to using their emergency powers here. And in this case, there are problems with it. We've had the vaccine for a long time. They could have gone through their normal process, but they now have to go to court and say, no, it was an emergency to do this right now. And they're not making a distinction between employers with over 100, where maybe all of those people now work from home. Does OSHA really have authority to mandate a vaccine if the workplace itself is not the hazard?
Well, and Sarah, Florida, we're a battleground when it comes to vaccinations. We've got a governor that is considering it a personal choice that has already come out and said he is going to fight the administration. He's fighting mask mandates. He is going to fight any government, local government, that mandates that its employees get vaccinated. It is states like ours in Texas, this just raises the rhetoric. And next year we've got a gubernatorial race, so it could have an impact here, huge.
Absolutely. And, it's interesting because even within the Republican governors, you have almost all of them coming out against this vaccine mandate. But then a wide distinction between Governor DeSantis and, for instance, Governor Cox in Utah, who says he thinks the vaccine is the key to getting out of this pandemic. He wants everyone to get vaccinated. He just thinks this vaccine mandate is unlawful. And so, another big difference between Governor Cox and Governor DeSantis is one of them sort of looking at the White House himself here. And of course, re-election for Governor DeSantis as well. The politics, though, on the Republican side have been kind of dicey. And we'll see some of the early-ish results of that. We have the California recall today. Governor Newsom is expected to beat back efforts to recall him, but it'll be interesting to get into those numbers. What is the turnout of Latino voters in that state? Where did women fall on some of this stuff? There's a Virginia governor's race that's actually competitive this year, And we've had some special elections for state legislative races. In fact, two just in the last couple of weeks have flipped parties. The problem is one in New Hampshire flipped from Republican to Democrat, and one in Connecticut flipped from Democrat to Republican. So the tea leaves are all over the place.
Right. We don't have a real good litmus test just yet to show. And, of course, every election is going to be challenged no matter what, apparently. Sarah, if you were dealing with the OSHA case, which side would you like to litigate from, representing those that it's an overreach or OSHA saying that it was an emergency? Which side would you take?
That is such an interesting question. You know, I absolutely agree with Governor Cox that I think the vaccines are the way out of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I have a 15-month-old son who can't get vaccinated. We had to take him to the emergency room and couldn't be seen because the emergency room was too filled with potential COVID patients, and we were turned away. So I want so badly for everyone to get vaccinated. But if you're asking me purely on the law, I think OSHA has probably overstepped their authority here. And while the mandate on federal employees will absolutely stand, no problem, legally speaking, with the president mandating his own employees, so to speak, to be vaccinated, I think there could be a real issue where they don't distinguish between types of employers, those who are outside, those who are working remotely, things like that. OSHA could have some real legal problems here.
Wow. Sarah, thank you so much for coming on the show today. This is great. I think this really helps us in the Pensacola area.
Well, I've lived in Pensacola briefly. Big fan. Love everything there.
Well, come back. I'll buy you some fish. We'll get you some shrimp.
Delicious.
Shrimp and beer. We'll make it happen. All right.
Nice.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.